and welcome to episode one of Two Tribes Podcast, sponsored by Liverpool Gift Gallery. We have just walked out of the Drunken Scholar in Liverpool. £2 a pint.
What happened there? Hidden delight.
And what was the ale called?
I don't know. Just ask for the
Scholar's Ruin. Scholar's Ruin. £2 a pint. Lager. Right. So Liverpool 3, Manchester United 1.
Fuck off, Man United.
We are now in the Indian Delight, enjoying an Indian. I thought, well, we're a bit pissed. It'd be nice. This is obviously now, this is directly after the game, but this is coming out on Christmas Eve. So joining me tonight is Ash Stewart.
Hello, cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
All good. Oh, Liverpool won.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
So, I'm here with Stuart, my mother from another lover.
No, mother?
Well, you can be my mother. My lover from... Oh, Jesus, what are you? My brother from another lover, Mr. Miller. My bestest life partner.
Just poured a can of Chang lager.
Oh yeah, we're pretending. We're on the Diet Coke, we're going to be honest. We've been on the ale since 2 o'clock to Savvy, and we don't want to be pushing it. So we're on Diet Coke. But Shaqiri has just destroyed the Manx. But this podcast isn't about Liverpool. It's about Liverpool and Everton. And this is our episode one, basically. So we need to know our history. Because if you know your history, it's what the Blue Noses say.
If you know your history,
it's the Nuke go, oh, we don't care what the... And all that palaver. So, Stewie, what are your footballing memories, your first... I know you can't really remember your first game, but...
No, I can't. I can remember my first... I can remember my first game I went with my old fella. And it was a European game. And it was against CSKA Sofia.
Was it?
I think it was about 5-0 off the top of my head. I remember Souness got a hat-trick. I think McDermott scored...
So that's quite specific. The listener, fan base. Not fan base, I don't believe in fans. You're all listeners. We'll be able to find that out.
CSK Sofia. I'm just tapping into my phone now. I'm pretty sure it was 5-0. I remember Souness definitely got a hat-trick. Let's have a look. See if I can find out what year it was.
Is this your first game or the first memory?
This is my first memory. I don't think it was my first game. I'm sure my old fella took me a game before that, but I can't actually remember.
Is this the 70s or the 80s?
It would have been the 80s. I was born in 71. But my old fella never really took interest in me.
Go and listen to Everybody's Got One July Music Edition.
Our story. This is the first memory I ever going to a game.
Where did you sit in the stadium?
We were in the cop. I definitely remember we were in the cop.
So you stood?
Yeah.
Because obviously...
And I remember that I was walking out and some fucker tried to drop the programme out of my pocket.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember walking out at the end of the game and I felt a hand go in my pocket and it was my dad grabbing me with it. No.
It was my priest grabbing me with it.
And I sort of like put my hand in there quickly and there was a hand in there and I turned around and looked at the fella and the bloke looked all sheepish and he just sort of like got off sort of thing. But that's a vivid memory. Someone trying to rob me fucking programme.
Well, I mean, my first memory of watching... any sort of football, really. I was into the World Cup 82, but I can't remember anything about it. I remember the sticker album more than the games.
Panini.
was the 84 League Cup final, Liverpool v Everton. I remember being in my nan and grandad's house in Granby Street, which is right outside Anfield.
Nice.
I remember it being 0-0. I remember it being Wembley. I remember it. Merseyside.
Merseyside.
I remember looking at the Reds and the Blues. All getting together for a group team photo after the game.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the replay, so I wasn't really that into footy. The next game I remember is the 86 FA Cup final, which I watched in black and white on a black and white telly, UHF. You had to tune it in that way.
Yeah.
And it was black and white, basically. And obviously, the Reds were victorious, as we know. Again, I didn't know how the season. I only remember that game, and then I got into footy because I worked in my granddad's news agent, which was Morhay News in McGull, Ormskirk. And I remember the paper boy Ian, and he was into footy, and he went to match, and me and him got talking. And it was all Peter Beardsley. I think it was 1.9 million, 1.7 million we signed him for.
Ooh, 1.9, that's up my head.
And that was a lot of money, from what I remember.
Just got to stop and talk to my wife a minute.
So Stuart's going to talk to Shelley Belly.
Hello.
On this Christmas Eve.
Nice.
So, basically, Joan across the way from Morhay News... was able to get tickets.
We're getting a curry. So the curry house now to store.
My granddad was able to get us two tickets. Well, no, one ticket for me. Well, Joan. Yeah. Joan got us the tickets. For Liverpool, the 1st of January 1988. Liverpool versus Coventry 4-0. And that was my first match.
Right, see you later. Love you. Bye.
Love you, Shelley. That's on the podcast. Shelley's weeping now. So basically, Liverpool 4, Coventry 0 was my first match that I went to.
I can't remember my first league game.
That was, and I only remember it because that was the season where the light bulb went on. And I didn't go to many matches after that. I did go to matches, but do you know what I mean?
Well, my early years, when I used to hang around with the lads, My close circle of friends, the majority of them were Everton fans. I'd even say probably all of them were Everton fans. So I would go with them to watch Everton games. And then when it came to Liverpool playing at home, I'd say, all right, Liverpool, are we going to watch them? And they'd all go, nah. So I hardly ever went to see Liverpool games when I was a young scally.
I went to one Everton game as a scally, and that's because Keith Anna's dad was a steward. And he could get us in.
Yeah.
And I can remember I think it was Norwich. Peter Beardsley scored, and he did his trademark somersault.
Oh, yeah.
And that's got to be 88 or 89 or even 1990 at a push. But I'm not sure. The CSK Moscow. Maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it's just been put into your head.
It's 81, 82.
Oh.
Just trying to find the scores.
Oh, he's getting there.
So,
I mean, this season, Liverpool have just gone back to the top of the league just before Christmas. I don't know where they are now on Christmas Eve, so get off our case. But we're top of the league now. Everton versus Man City, did you watch that game?
I saw the highlights.
3-1. Everton had a bloody good go.
They played well, to be fair.
Everton could have scored. If they'd have took their chances, Everton would have won that game. Everton, dare I say, Everton battered Man City.
Ooh, battered. It's a strong word, that, from what I saw. I mean, I know you watched the whole game. I saw the highlights. I wouldn't say battered. I think... A draw would have been a fair result, I think, on what I saw on Match of the Day. But obviously you saw the full game, so you've got
Yeah, I watched it while I was ironing. And Everton deserved more from that game, from what they put into it. Man City don't look the same as what they did last season. They look a little bit fragile.
I think it's a bit scary. They're still... OK, Liverpool have just taken over top spots. But they are still second in the league without two of their strongest players. I mean, De Bruyne come on as a sub yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, but...
So he's coming back to fitness.
I mean, this isn't the Man City podcast, but don't you think Man City are dining out on the fact that they're Man City? So a lot of it is mind games before the other team takes to the pitch.
I think all teams who are at the top echelons of the... Like Liverpool have had it in the 80s, Man United. Teams go there already beaten.
Yeah.
Teams go there with the mindset, let's keep the score down and let's try and get a draw at least.
Teams still try and have a go against Liverpool. Whereas when teams start giving up against Liverpool before they've kicked off, that's when Liverpool are back, basically. Man City, because of Sky Sports, because of Sky Sports News, because of this constant fucking bullshit that Man City, Man City, Man City, this mantra... The teams are beaten before they kick off against them.
Yeah.
And it gets into the manager's head and they put more restrictive teams out against them. So...
But, I mean, a lot of the players and managers say... I mean, neither of us have been fucking professional footballers, but they always say confidence is a massive part of football. Now, if all the press is telling you how great Man City are and how they've got to keep the score down, if they're playing... Cardiff. Can Cardiff keep the score down to under three, under four? All these Man City players are going into the game thinking, fucking hell, let's make it five, six, seven.
Yeah, definitely.
So the confidence is sky high. And they start trying things that they wouldn't try against a Man United, a Tottenham, a Liverpool.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with you. But that's counterproductive. I mean, Man United won a lot of their league titles because teams didn't turn up because what was the point?
Yeah.
Blackpool went to Manchester United ready to get beat because the next game, 3 days later, they had a relegation battle against whoever it was. But anyway...
But we've just beaten Man United.
Can you get the league table up for us?
Right, let me just confirm what I said before about my CSK Sofia. Graeme Souness did indeed get a hat-trick.
I don't care what anyone says. I love Graeme Souness.
I know you love him.
He's better than Gerrard for me.
I was going to say. I mean, no, I'm not going to take it away from you.
Won all league titles in Graeme Souness. Than Steven Gerrard.
We've had this argument. Right, me and Craig have had this argument about who is the greatest midfielder for Liverpool. I have said Gerrard. Craig has said Souness. Souness has indeed got more trophies.
Yum, yum, yum.
Gerrard, however, in my opinion, has a better... Because Gerrard has been the match winner so many times in a poor team. Graeme Souness has been a man amongst stars. This whole team, the whole... set up around him has been world class players, and yet they've gone and won leagues, they've won European Cups, but Gerrard has shone amongst mediocre players.
But he's still won fuck all.
But he's won fuck all, I agree.
And he slipped when he could have won the league.
See, that pisses me off. All you knobhead Liverpool fans who say Gerrard cost us this, Gerrard cost us that.
He literally
did. What about all the games where Gerrard's won us the game?
Yeah, he did.
And
you can't take that away from him.
Yeah, but you are. You're trying to take that away from him.
I'm not.
You're trying to blame the whole loss of that season.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gerrard.
Because at that point...
What about all the games before?
They're irrelevant.
No, they're not. He scored goals to win that game.
Yeah.
If he hadn't scored,
he
wouldn't have got them points.
Of course, correct. But at that point, where we were top of the league, where we needed the win, he slipped. And he cost us the league. Hello, mate.
Oh,
how are you?
Save your mobile, please.
Cheers, lad.
Thank you very much.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely, thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you. So, anyway.
So that one is what people saying, Gerrard cost us this. And Gerrard has been immense in my whole career. So you can't take one slip. And it's not like he did a poor back pass to the keeper or he did something that he could have avoided. He slipped.
He slipped. In his book, he admits it. He owns it. And with that respect, I love Gerrard.
See, I don't think he's admitted it because he admits he lost the league.
He did lose the league.
He would have gone to Chelsea unless all you knobheads wouldn't have burnt his shirts.
I didn't burn a shirt. I didn't own any fucking shirts to burn. I won't pay the prices for the shirts. But anyway, we're getting sidetracked. So, let's get the league table up. Let's see how our teams, Liverpool and Everton, are getting on.
Can I go see me too, Berg?
Yeah. We're eating and we're podcasting at the same time.
Let's go to Google.
This is podcasting gold.
This is also trying to podcast while you're blind without glasses.
I hate old people and I've become one.
What's this fruit in there?
Don't know. Could be roadkill.
What do you need to know? There you go.
So, currently our teams, Liverpool, top of league, played 17, won 14, drawn 3, points 45. Goals 4-37, goals against 7. That goal difference plus 30, that is something special. Now, Everton are down in 8th, considering, I'm sure at the start of play they were higher than that, but played 17, won 6, drawn 6, lost 5. So, they could do better, basically.
Mm.
If they lose the next game, they've scored 24, which is only, well, 21 goals less than us. Less than Liverpool, impartial. They've conceded 24. No, they haven't. Oh, goals, they've conceded 22. They've got a goal difference of plus 2. So, they are 8th at the moment, but they could quite easily be right up there. They're on 24 points, a couple of wins, and they're up to 6th. 5th place is out of reach for Everton at the moment. They're 10 points behind Arsenal in 5th.
Well, they lost it, didn't they?
Yeah. Arsenal did lose. Man United have lost. Wolves won. So Wolves have benefited from this weekend. West Ham won. They've benefited from this weekend. Now, in the new year, this is our Christmas Eve episode, as you know, on the After Dark podcast network. There's a plethora of shows coming out. 4 o'clock Christmas Eve. Go and search your feeds now. But the show in the new year is basically going to be a recap of the last month, December, and our results, and a trip down memory lane to the first season Liverpool went back in the first division. Yeah?
Yeah. A recap.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do our songs. The songs that were number one when Liverpool and Everton played.
A little throwback to the rock and gold years.
Yeah, exactly. So, thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And we will see you in the new year.
Happy Christmas.
No, what have you got to say?
Oh, what did we... Oh.
Come on.
Where's the referee?
Say that, say like you mean it.
To.
Was that agreed? Is that what's sticking
to? Up to now.
Where's the referee?
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.